Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. This is Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries with the Our Power of Prayer. God is still on the throne, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the news media is saying, no matter what's happening, God is still in charge. And we thank God for Jesus. Yes, he's a good God. He's a gracious God. He can do anything but fail. We thank God for you, you and you, for being faithful. And we thank God because he is faithful. He has not failed us yet. He has not failed us yet. I want you to know that, my sisters and brothers, God is still a God that's above and beyond. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. And we thank God for salvation because salvation is free. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, this is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD. I want to hear from you. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Request your powerful, powerful prayer room. God is doing some great and mighty things in your lives right now. I want you to hear me this morning. God is doing some great and mighty things in your lives right now, and he has not failed you. Keep that in mind. God has not failed you. You continue to walk by faith and not by sight. You continue to trust him and believe him. Walk by faith and not by sight. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Don't be like Doubting Thomas. Amen. I know we got some Doubting Thomas out there, but you know, stop that doubting God and trust him. Trust him. Trust him this morning. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Glory be to God. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me, watch out, to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. Though an army shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Through an army or a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me, and this I will be confident. Be confident in the Almighty Living God. Have confidence in him, and he will bring you through. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after. Yes, you got to seek him. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing us to be able to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And your house could be that temple. I want you to know that. Your very own house could be that temple. Keep your home holy and clean and fresh, well organized. Your house could be your temple. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your house can be your temple. You should have a war room in your home. Amen. You might say, well, I don't have another closet. Closet. You can make that closet your war room. You should have a war room where you go and shut the door and pray and cry out to God. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide thee in the pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide thee. He shall not. He shall set me up upon a rock. And there shall my head be lifted above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer tabernacle in his tabernacle sacrifices of praise. Praise him. The joy of the Lord is your strength. He will grant you that joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And this joy that we have, the world didn't give it to us, and the world can't take away your joy. The world can't take away your joy. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter what they think of you, you got the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I will sing, yea, I will sing unto the Lord. Praises. Praises. When praises go up, what happens? Blessings come down. Thank you, Jesus. When you do good for someone, yes, God sees it. God knows all. He's going to bless you. And you praise him. You praise him. You praise him. When praises go up, blessings come down. Praise the Almighty Living God. Give him the glory and the honor. Yes, we thank the doctors, the nurses, the anesthesiologists. We thank our teachers. We thank our police officers. We thank our military. We thank our mom, our dad, our sisters, and our brothers. We should. We should thank God for them. We should praise them. Amen. We should praise them. Blessings will come down. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. Hear, O Lord, my God, when I cry out with my voice. You had a voice. Yes, you have a voice. Those of us that can speak, you have a voice, and use that voice for the positive and not the negative. Use that voice to praise someone. Use that voice to let someone know about the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You don't have to be in the pulpit. You don't have to be in the church. Wherever you go, in the shopping market, in the mall, at the bank, at the grocery store, at the corner store, walking down the street, in your car. Use that voice to praise God wherever you are. Going in the doctor's office, praise God. I won't complain, but I'll tell you about my aches and pains, doctor. Amen. Let the doctor know what's going on with your body. But you still praise God because it could be worse. My God, my God. Use your voice to praise God. Use your voice to let someone know how good God is in the midst of our trials and tribulations. You got a voice. When I cry out with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. And he will. May not be the answer you want to hear, my sister, my brother, but he will answer you. And remember, we hear with our ears and listen with our heart. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody got blessed with that. When thou hast said, seek ye my face, my head, my heart, and said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Didn't the word of God tell us that? If my people who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. And we need to repent and turn from our wicked ways. Then he will hear from heaven and heal the land. Seek God's face today. Early in the morning, seek God's face. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Seek the face of the Lord. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. He said he'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. And I want you to know this morning that salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. You don't have to write a check to get saved. You don't have to write a check to be born again. That's not required. Salvation is free. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. He suffered, died, and bled on that cross for your sins and for my sins. And he didn't ask you for a dime. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He who knew no sin, that's how much he loved you. That's how much he loved you. He who knew no sin suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Salvation is free. He was obedient to his father. The word of God says, honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days shall be longer upon the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Are you being obedient? Are you being obedient to your mom and your dad? And we pray that the mothers and fathers have been obedient to their parents, especially if their parents are God-fearing, God-loving, wanting you to do the right thing, parents, wanting the children to see the example that they will set for them, grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. Yes, my brothers and sisters, they're watching you. They're observing you. They're hearing every word that you say. They hear that gossip too. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Isn't that good? That's a good God. When my mother and father forsake me, then the Lord will take you up. He's a mother to you. He's a father to you. He's a sister. He's a brother. He's an aunt. He's a grandparent. That's the kind of God we serve. When our parents forsake us, the Lord will take you up. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. He's a mother. He's a father to you. My God, my God, my God. And I thank God for being a mother and father to many, 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 many children. Thank you, Jesus. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. And how do you learn the ways of God? By reading and studying the word, by hearing the word of God, the unadulterated word. And we know that we often say the truth hurts. Let it hurt. Let it hurt. Let it penetrate your soul that you will get right with God, and do it now. You'll get over it. You'll get over it. I heard someone say, no pain, no gain. The truth hurts. But you'll get over it, and you'll be a better man or a better woman. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Deliver me not unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses have risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. Yes, you got enemies. You think because you're saved and you're born again that everybody's going to like you? The enemy hates you. I want you to hear me this morning. The enemy hates you. The enemy wants to see you dead. Watch out as to who you have praying for you. Watch out as to who you have praying for you. The enemy wants to see you dead, my sisters and my brothers. Everybody don't like you. Did they all like Jesus? No. They crucified him and nailed him to the cross and buried him, but no grave could hold him down. Thank you, Jesus. Rose on that third day. God is our protector. He will watch over you. He will keep you. He will lift you up. He will set you free. He will deliver you from evil. 10,000 may fall at thy right hand, but it should not come nigh thee. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, you have enemies. Count it not strange. Yes, you have enemies. But thanks be to God. He is in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He will bring you through every trial and every tribulation. Trust him. Believe him. Never doubt. He will bring you out of every situation. I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness in the Lord, or the goodness of the Lord. He's good. God is good. No matter what you're going through, God is good. That situation may not be good. That trial or tribulation may not be good. And my sister, my brothers, we make wrong decisions. He allows us, God allows us to make a choice. So don't cry and say, Lord, why am I going through this? You made that decision. You wanted to marry that man or that woman without God's permission, without praying, without seeking the Lord. You made that purchase. You had beer money and champagne. You wanted a champagne house, champagne car. You made that decision. You didn't go to God first. You can't blame everything on God or Satan. You made that decision. Ask him to forgive you right now. Lord, I made the wrong decision. I didn't consult you. I didn't wait on you. I wanted it now. I repent of my sins. I repent of wanting to have my way. I repent of wanting to do it my way. That's why I lost my job. I want to do it my way. I want to have it my way. The word of God says, render to Caesar what is Caesar's. Unless I believe in the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Right here, while you're on earth, you're going to experience the goodness of the Lord. We know we're happy and we're excited about getting to heaven. Yes, we are. But you're going to see the goodness of the Lord right here while you're on earth. Be obedient to him, my sisters and my brothers. Praise him. Honor him. Glorify him. Magnify him right here while you're on earth. You're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Trust him and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Wait on the Lord. Who you waiting on? I'm waiting on the Lord. Someone might say you just want, I don't know why. Things ain't getting no better. Wait on the Lord. The word of God tells me to wait on the Lord. I'm going to be obedient to the Spirit of God. Someone want to make a decision today. Wait on the Lord. Cry out to him. Wait on the Lord. Someone might say, well, I'm tired of waiting on him. All right. Get yourself in a mess, and you can't get out of it. You can't do it. God can. God has forgiven us of our sins, our past, our mistakes. Move on into the future. Walk into the future. And stop being concerned about who like you and who don't like you. God is sending you men and women in your life that will love you with the agape love of Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And while you're waiting, be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27. Wait on the Lord. Father and my God, this morning we are waiting on you. We are crying out to you. In the midst of everything that's going on in this world, the destruction, the murdering, the killing, the destroying of our cities, the wars, rumors of wars, in the midst of famine in the land, in the midst of sons coming against their fathers, daughters coming against their mothers, in the midst of the drug addiction, alcoholism, in the midst of mental illness, we're crying out to you, Father, right now, because you are a good God. You're a God who has blessed us over and over and over and over again. You're God that has healed us and delivered us and set us free. You have delivered us from the evil one. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. Yea, do we walk through the valley of shadow of death. You have delivered us from evil. You said that we are to walk by faith and not by sight. And we're walking by faith this morning. We're believing and trusting you without a doubt. I decree and declare to move out that confusion in someone's home right now. I decree and declare that there will be peace in that situation. Yes, Evangelist Janet, there will be peace in that situation. We're lifting up Christina right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. That she'll cry out to the Almighty Living God and surrender right now on this day. Surrender, Christina, in the name of Jesus, to God first. To God first. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let God come against the enemies. Let God do it, my sisters and my brothers. He will take care of your enemies. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's, not yours. You can't make it right. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for our President of the United States of America. We lift up his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. We pray, glory be to God, for our President, Joe Biden, that you'll touch his mind, body, spirit, and soul. Father God, we pray right now for his healing of his body, his mind, his speech. As he speaks to the nations, let his voice come forth with power and with might. Touch his mind. Let him have a mind stayed on thee. Allow him to focus this morning on you. And what thus says the Lord? Bless his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, that she'll still be strengthened in God. We pray for our Vice President, Carmela Harris, and her husband, that you will touch their mind, body, spirits, and souls. We pray for world leaders, Father God, kings and queens, ambassadors. We pray for our world leaders in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. The Pope. We're praying for rabbis. We are praying for our missionaries and our evangelists that are traveling, Father God, establishing churches all around the world. We are praying for our nation in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We are praying for our archbishops, bishops, chief apostles, apostles, elders. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Touch Elder Dawn and Annette Smith right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Elder Annette Smith, Father God, touch right now, Father God, Keeping Hope Alive Ministries, Road to Life Ministries. Father God, we're praying for someone right now to stand in need of a healing of their mind, their body, their spirit, and their soul. We're praying for deliverance from drug addiction, substance abuse, as they want to dress it up. We're praying, Father God, that you'll deliver them from that crack habit, heroin, cocaine, illegal pills that are putting into their body systems. We're praying right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We come against that, and we pray for deliverance right now, healing right now, the that they will cry out to you and say, I surrender to you, the Almighty Living God. We're praying for deliverance, Father God, in our communities, in our cities, in our homes. Deliver us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying for a spirit of deliverance right now. Behind the prison bars, Father God, touch those, Father, in the name of Jesus. They will cry out to you and surrender to you. Repent of their sins and turn from their wicked ways. We pray for the wardens, Father God, the prison guards, the cooks, those that clean the floors, those, Father God, that are there, they're lying on their sick beds in the prisons. Father God, we pray right now for the innocent victims, Father God, that the Spirit of God will dwell in behind the prison bars and touch each and every prisoner right now. Father God, they'll cry out to you and surrender to you. That'll become a house of worship, a place where they can praise the Almighty Living God. And let the manifestation of the Holy Spirit go into their lives, their hearts, their spirits, and their souls. Touch those hard-hearted killers right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Stop them from firing their weapons in our streets, in our homes, in our schools, in our hospitals, in the shopping centers, in the streets, Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, touch their hands, their minds, and their souls. Touch their hearts. Their hearts are deceitful. Touch them right now, Father God. Give them a change of heart. Let them see. Let them see the importance of our lives. Let them experience love in their lives. Take it away, that spirit of white supremacy and hatred. Take it away right now in the name of Jesus. Let them fall on bended knees and repent of their sins. Touch the hard-hearted killers, Father God. We come against that spirit of hatred in the name of Jesus. They need Jesus. We need you, Father God. Not another program, not another law. We need you to touch their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. We are praying for a transformation of their minds in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And touch the people of God. Because you said in your word, if my people, thank you, Jesus. If my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. He said, my people, my sisters and brothers, those of us that are born again, those of us that are Christians, need to turn from our wicked ways. Judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. Judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. My God, my God, my God. And I want you to know that your body is a temple of God. Yes, it is. We pray for all of our veterans. We pray for all of our military. God, keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger as they volunteer their services to our country. We pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for those who have lost loved ones. We pray for them right now, that you'll strengthen their hearts, their minds, and their souls. Let them continue to trust you and believe you. God will take care of you. In the midst of everything that's going on, God will take care of you. God is able. Trust them this morning. Don't doubt them. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. He is a healer. We thank you, Father God, for him healing Sister Burdetta Washington. We thank you, Father God, for him healing Dr. Ron Green. We thank you, Father God, for him healing Wallace Green. We thank you, Father God, for him healing Linda Smith. We thank you, glory be to God, for the healing that's taking place in the body of Pastor Victor Mines. The healing, Pastor Tammy Caesar, Mother Annie Green. We thank you for the healing of Mother Nita. Jill Green, we thank you for the healing. Rosie Tran, we thank God for the healing. Glory be to God. Shanita Kelly, we thank God for the healing. Diane Green, we thank God for the healing. We thank you, Father God. I decree and declare a spirit of healing in your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Believe. Believe. We thank you for the believers. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of the things not seen. We thank you for the healing, Reverend Dr. Maybelle Hickman. Deacon Lee, we thank you for the healing. Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage and his lady wife, Nettie Savage, we thank you for the healing of their minds right now, their bodies and their souls. Glory be to God. We thank you, Sister Greta. We thank you, Father God, right now, New Union Baptist Church, for the miracle that's taking place in that church family. Gospel Tabernacle, Minister, we thank you for the healing. Bishop Reginald Kennedy, Apostle Joe Farley, we thank you for the healing. We thank you, Father God. Simmons Memorial Church, we thank you for the healing. Venezuela, we thank you for the healing that's taking place in your lives. West Germany, Africa, we thank you right now. Glory be to God. Deacon is Phyllis Blue. We thank you for the healing. Glory be to God. We thank you right now. God is good. He has not forgotten about you. He knows your every need. Cry out to him this morning. Yes, he is a true and living God. Our God is not dead. Expect and receive your miracle on this day. He is a miracle-working God. Cry out to God this morning. He wants to hear from you. He is a gentleman. Invite him into your life on this day. Yes, this is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Continue to trust God. Believe him. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Archbishop Alamasi and King Alamasi, your mom, Bishop, we thank God for you. To God be the glory for the great things he is doing. God bless you real good.